Hyatt, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 12, 1900. Dear Brother Hyatt, this day, at 4 p.m., we learned that there is a mail going to Africa, and in order to reach the boat, this must be sent tonight. I thought that the letter to John Wessels, which I am sending you with this, went with the last mail. But just 2 days ago, I found it in my basket where my writings are kept. I have no time to write a letter, only a few words. Do not sacrifice principle, I urge, whatever may be the result. Keep steadfast to principle, praying and watching thereunto. From the light God has given me, the sanitarium has not been conducted after God's order, and has not been that honor to the truth and to the principles of righteousness that it should be. I hope that you will move just as God would have you, and then you and the church will have done your duty. That is all you can do. I feel an intense interest that Brother John Wessels shall follow the light God has given him. I have some matters, copies of which I will send you in the next mail. Let every weary and heavily laden soul take all to God in prayer. God was not glorified in the embellishing of the sanitarium and in the expenditure of means for appearance and show. All shallow display is not after the order of God. The money invested was used unwisely and shows a great lack of economy. The sanitarium that is to be erected in Australia, in the location provided for it, will be free from all these non-essentials, which only make a display and consume money that is so much needed. But it is already getting dark. I have great interest in the Wessels family. I know that the enemy is playing the game of life for their souls. May the Lord keep them, that not one atom of greed and covetousness shall be woven into their lives, which have cost the expensive sacrifice of the Son of the Infinite God. With this, I will send you a copy of a letter written to Elder Daniels. I write in haste. Stand by your colors. Be true to God, to your faith, and to every religious principle. Represent justice and mercy and the love of God, and swerve not one hair's breadth from principle. Lift the standard higher and still higher. Let no man's threatenings intimidate you, but have faith in God, and then trust in Him to give the victory, as the Lord would have it.